give you this, though. I will give you this. I've gotten some of the more colorful responses when I post about Mitch McConnell's snooker hand, because he snookered Schumer again. You know, you can hate Mitch for a variety of reasons. You go ahead and do that, but give credit. An honest person gives credit where credit is due, and Mitch McConnell has maneuvered and parlayed and rearranged the board to the point that you have a loose, and I say loose 6-3 majority because I can't tell you that Kavanaugh is conservative on some days, and Amy Coney Barrett, I haven't seen enough decisions to know. Neil Gorsuch, if I could have three of him, boy, I'd take him all day long, except when it comes to giving away Oklahoma. Other than that, he's done pretty well. Anyhow, here's something else. If you get into a fight, shouldn't you have some idea of who you're up against? I mean, if you're going to pick a fight that's going to cost you a pile of money or influence or make you a laughing stock, don't you think you should have some idea of what you're doing? I say that because Neil Young came out, as you probably know here, a couple of days ago, and said to Spotify, it's either him or me. It's him or me. Neil Young, who's like 80, whatever. Did some interesting music, but he's been a raging leftist lunatic for decades. You know, it's not exactly a surprise. Anyhow, he's demanding that Spotify remove Joe Rogan. Must remove Joe Rogan. He's got to go. It's him or me. Neil, you realize Spotify paid Joe $100 million for exclusive rights to his podcast? Who do you think they're going to pick? Do you think old man is selling that many copies on Spotify that they got to stay with you after the gold rush is still, you know, got millions of people? No. Neil Young's music gone from Spotify. That went well. I saw a suggestion that I thought was brilliant, in fact. The suggestion was Joe Biden should say to Spotify, it's either him or me. I demand it's Joe Rogan off from Spotify or I'll resign. That would be a bit helpful for us. By the way, speaking of Joe Biden, we've got some political news here that's pretty ugly. Again, pretty ugly. Let's see. The Monmouth poll puts Joe Biden's support at 38% yesterday. You put that with Rasmussen at 39, Harvard-Harris at 39, Trafalgar at 39, Quinnipiac at 35. You can see why they are concerned in Biden land, because he's getting pummeled. Oh, and by the way, the Democrats think this is going to be the great reset. The Stephen Breyer Supreme Court thing, they can take their mind off to everything. Listen to me. There'll be an argument. There'll be a nominee here in 30 days or so. There'll be a nominee put up, and then they'll be back and forth. And whether or not Mitch McConnell's plan works or not, it doesn't change the balance of the Supreme Court, right? They'll still get their nominee seated, most likely is my guess, right? And they'll put up, let's see here, what is this woman's name who's most likely to fill in? I've seen her name around several times, but she has an unusual first name, so it's difficult for me. I don't want to say it wrong. Ketanji Brown Jackson. Ketanji Brown Jackson. I think that's how you say it. She's 51, a black woman, checks off a bunch of the boxes, and that's what Democrats want to do, of course. It's not about what you think, it's about how you look. But she's a Harvard educated Ivy League attorney and justice, so she is certainly qualified to be a justice on the Supreme Court based on her pedigree, right? But what I'm getting at is that at the voting booth in November, when gas is $4 a gallon, and the pandemic has destroyed kids' lives for, you know, 2.5 years or more at that point, and the economy still isn't where it's supposed to be, and on the world stage, conflicts continue, do you think people are really going to be pulling the lever based on whether or not Joe Biden got one nominee on the United States Supreme Court? And I think the answer is a resounding no. This might help Joe Biden's poll numbers rebound a little bit, maybe. But at this point, the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court. It won't change anything until October, November of next coming up this fall for the next session, for the next term. All the big consequential cases this term, abortion, gun rights, affirmative action, religious freedom, it's all happening now. It's not happening down the road. So I think people will be voting based on their pocketbook and the general feeling of the country. And I don't think that this reset, which is Democrats, I mean, all the babbling, talking heads, oh, it's the reset, it's the greatest thing. Nah, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. By the way, Joe Biden was on the road yesterday. I want to jump to bite number three here. He was on the road yesterday, and he starts, well, he was talking about being on the road, I should say. He was at the White House, but he's talking about being on the road. And he's got people there from the big three automakers, right? And he's talking to people from Ford and General Motors. And then this little gem happens. Listen.
But I might point out, you're when I went to Dearborn driving that, was up there. I don't know, man. I think the press thought I was crazy. I enjoyed it so much going up and your new EV factory and that Hummer.
First of all, General Motors is not in Dearborn. Ford is. It sounded a lot like me, like he was going to say something about driving an 18-wheeler again. He was going to roll out that old tired lie about how I used to drive an 18-wheeler. I was Big Joe on the road. Easy, Joe. Take your medicine, and it's nap time. Come on. We can't fight about this every day, Joe. It's nap time. Get in there. Okay. That's elder abuse. I'm sorry. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got a lot coming up in the program today. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court vacancy. We're going to talk about COVID. We're going to talk about the economy. All of these things. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Drop me a line. Tell me what you think. Keep it colorful. I'll be right back.